From the WLRN Miami Herald Studios, I'm Kelly Mitchell. Alvin Ailey was one of the most respected choreographers in the history of American dance. He said, "Dance is for everybody. I believe the dance came from the people and that it should always be delivered back to the people." He died almost 25 years ago, but his legacy continues through his company and through summer camps around the country. Nadege Green gives us a peek into the Ailey Camp, Miami.
Let me see just that part. Walk 2-3-4 stop, turn 2-3-4 drop. The steps are really big, they're really
high. The young dancers from all across Miami-Dade County stand on stage at the Adrian Arsch Performing Arts Center in downtown Miami. They're waiting for their cue.
Okay, you guys move back. Stage left people, move back. All right, get ready, we're gonna birdie. Bed, and don't forget, you're never idle. You have to be actively involved.
The students are ages 11 through 14. At the sound of the live rhythmic percussion, they transform. Their bodies give in to the ecstatic drumming. Heads bob, arms and wrists flail, knees bend, their torsos flex and sway.
So the children are learning traditional West African dances. In West Africa, every dance has a meaning and a purpose.
Trina Sumare teaches West African dance for Ailey Camp. She says the dance the students are rehearsing teaches them about geography, history, and language.
This year they learned one dance that comes from Guinea, West Africa, from the Landuma people, which is called Sinte, which is a dance for young people who are transitioning into adulthood. And the girls also learned a dance called Yokwi, which is also known as Guinea Fare, and it's a woman's dance. It's a celebration of femininity and womanhood. And that dance also comes from Guinea, from the Susu people.
West African was hard at first. I did not understand what to do. I was lost. I was looking at everybody crazy.
Kalia Beck is a student at Ailey Camp. She lives in Miami Gardens. She says she didn't know anything about West African dance before.
And then I ended up being in the front with all the other good dancers. It made me feel good because I knew I accomplished something that I never thought I could. Because I used to always be shy, I would never talk, I would never try anything new.
Jairon Ontiveros says that is the point of Ailey Camp. Ontiveros is in charge of education and community engagement for the Arch Center.
Really, it is for them to stretch their minds and bodies. So we give them a safe, nurturing environment where they are able to express themselves through the vehicle of dance. And it's all about personal development. So we use dance as the vehicle to develop their self-esteem.
Back on stage, Sumare has the students run through the dance again. It has to be just right for their final performance, just like any professional company. The students will wear stage makeup and costumes.
The audience will see a melange, a mixture of Yokwi or Guinea Fare and Sinte. And the girls and the boys actually sing a song in the Susu language. And the song has to do with the importance of keeping your word with friends.
Ailey Camp kids are expecting about 1,800 people in the audience for their debut. I'm Nadege Green in Miami.
And in keeping with the philosophy, Saturday night's performance is free to the public. You can see a video of the Ailey Camp dancers rehearsing at WLRN.org. This is WLRN Miami Herald News. I'm Kelly Mitchell. Andy?